Thursday, June 4th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Stephen Cholak. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 26, verses 16 through 24. Then the officials and all the people said to the priest and the prophet, "This man does not deserve the sentence of death, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God." And certain of the elders and of the land arose and spoke to all the assembled people, saying, "Micah of Moresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and said to all the people of Judah, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed as a field, Jerusalem shall become a heap of ruins, and the mountains of the house a wooded height.' Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah put him to death? Did he not fear the Lord and entreat the favor of the Lord, and did not the Lord relent of the disaster that he had pronounced against them? But we are about to bring great disaster upon ourselves." There was another man who prophesied in the name of the Lord, Uriah the son of Shemaiah from Kiriath-Jearim. He prophesied against the city and against the land in the words like those of Jeremiah. And when King Jehoiakim, with all his warriors and all the officials, heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Uriah heard of it, he was afraid and fled and escaped to Egypt. Then King Jehoiakim sent to Egypt certain men, Elnathan the son of Achbor, and others with him. And they took Uriah from Egypt and brought him to King Jehoiakim, who struck him down with a sword and dumped his dead body into the burial place of the common people. But the hand of Achim the son of Zaphon was with Jeremiah, so that he was not given over to the people to be put to death." Entreat the Lord's favor. The Holy Spirit calls us out of the darkness of our human depravity. He alone focuses us on the clear and saving Word of God. The Holy Spirit always uses means to accomplish what the Word has been sent to do. Just as the people of Nineveh did not retaliate against the prophet Jonah, but repented and turned from their sin, the Lord wishes that His people listen to the Word preached and turn from their sins. To repent requires one to have knowledge of sin and feel the terror that it causes, but also faith to grasp a hold of the gifts of God. Repent. Turn from your sin and cling to the living God alone. Fix your eyes on Jesus' cross and lay all your sins there. By His stripes you are healed. Depend not on famous cities and do not let your feelings be hurt by a mirror that shows you all your sins. Turn from your sins and live. Cast your everything on Jesus, and He will sustain you. Amen.